Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. It's always a blessing to have you connected in this podcast, a place where we come together and grow and learn and share as leaders. I'm an advocate for seeing leaders achieve greatness. And guess what? There's greatness on you. Yeah. And this is the place we come because leaders instinctively understand iron sharpens iron. For us, it's about making certain that we are putting ourselves in a position and in a room so we can gain greater knowledge and experience. And of course, I come to this podcast with over 35 years of leadership experience and just like to pull that into your life. I just believe that it's a great opportunity for all of us to learn. I want you to share this podcast. I don't know how you came to hear about it. Hopefully someone shared it with you, but I hope you will share the link. Allow it to be a blessing to someone else. That's what we want you to do. Share the link and let it bless somebody else. Thank you in advance for that. And we appreciate you so much. Also, I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. Truly would appreciate a follow there. And of course, we just want you to know how much we appreciate the opportunity to be able to share with you on today. What a wonderful day it is to be able to share this podcast. Now, my wife and I, we have a wonderful YouTube page. And as you follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3, go over to YouTube and subscribe to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That's the place we pour out in the video podcast information around balancing life, finances, marriage, children, you name it. We deal with it over there. So I hope that it'll be a blessing to you. Hope you'll go over there and share it with others and subscribe. Thank you in advance. So here we go. Today, we're going to talk about how to make a good impression. You know, I believe that first minute or so in any interaction says a lot. What you say, how you look, how you present yourself. So a lot of deals are lost because people don't make the right impression up front. I want to help you make the right impression. I want to put you in a position that anyone that encounters you, encounters your presentation from your team, that you know how important it is to make a good first impression. Can we go into it? Let's do it now. First of all, I want you to think about planning. It cannot happen arbitrarily. Making a good impression means that you've given some thought to how you want people to engage your organization when you first show up. If they come to your business, they come to your church, if they come to your organization, how do they engage it? What thought and planning has gone into the details? There are specific things that you have to look at, and I'll get to details shortly, but I really believe that you have to make certain that you have your team plan it, go in the huddle, everybody understands the game plan, nobody misses opportunities, no gaps are present, you close all the gaps, cover every base, and you know when you show up that this has been planned out. Everything was planned out perfectly. And so often when you don't plan, your impressions suffer. So if you're going to make a good first impression, if you're going to create the wow factor to get people to engage your business, your organization, your product, make certain that you do strategic planning. Number two is having a sense of intentionality. To be very intentional about shifting the energy toward this area in your organization. You see, one of the things that every growing organization understands is that, yes, you must create a culture of hospitality and authenticity and opportunity for those who are currently a part and customer service, but you must also shift your energy of intentionality toward making sure you can attract new clients, customers, members, partners, whatever. It is important that you do that. So it's an intentionality to this, that people know when they see it, that there was a great deal of intentionality that went into it. And oftentimes that intentionality has a lot to do with investments, the amount of funding you're willing to put behind it. And it really goes to my number three. I want to spend a little time and tie these three together. It's about details. See, because the devil is in the details. Sometimes it's the small little things, the details that matter when it comes to a first impression. What am I going to say? What am I going to wear? What am I going to, you know, present? How will the presentation look? All of these things matter. And so the details are so important. And so when you are in the planning process and you have everybody focused in this area and you're intentional about sharing, this is an important part of our organization. And that we want to make certain that we make good impressions and anyone that comes through the doors that engages this, that they really experience the wow factor, not just in a commercial, but in reality, that this is not something we just present. It's something that we are. And that's where the intentionality comes in. That's where the details come in. That's when you really begin to be particular about every single area. If you go to certain other countries, or you can go to, you know, visit England, or you can see the intentionality around, you know, Buckingham Palace. You can see the intentionality when you go travel and you see hotels that are 5-star and up. You see the level of detail that's given to, you know, cut flowers and floors being cleaned daily, and, you know, everything, you know, is making it seamless for a person who comes in, that they're not caught in the clutter of what's happening behind the scenes, but you have created a system that makes their point of engagement seamless and effective. And that's so important, right? And that's why number four is important. Appearance, ladies and gentlemen, do not show up, you know, not representing your organization, your brand, et cetera, in the appropriate way. I don't know how to say this other than just to say it. Sometimes we show up and, you know, we don't have on the appropriate jeans or the appropriate garments. It is so important. It's always easier. Listen to this. I'm going to drop this for free. It's always easier to dress down than have to dress up. That oftentimes I've gone into meetings, gone into situations that I've had on a suit, a tie, and then I looked around the room before the people saw me come in. I saw them in there with blazers on, no ties, slacks, etc. So it was easier for me to take off a tie, open my collar up, than to figure out, why am I up in here in jeans with holes in them, with sneakers on, and everybody around the table in blazers and dress shirts. You get where I'm going? So you have to be cognizant of the rooms that you're going, and your appearance matters. People come to me for advice. They come to me for mentorship. They come to me for business opportunities. How you present yourself, your appearance matters, and your team's appearance matters. Yes, create opportunities for creativity, people to express themselves. When you're trying to get deals done, you got to take the right people in those rooms who have the right appearance. And that matters. Make no mistake about it. It's just about appearance. And you've got to be able to make certain that you give some intentionality and detail to appear. I plan. See how this works? I plan what I'm going to wear. I plan what color I'm going to wear. I know if I'm going to meet with the banker, for example, I plan the color. If I'm going to meet with, you know, a family, you know, who's experiencing a crisis, I know what color I'm going to wear. You've got to be cognizant of all those things, and you've got to be willing to have an appearance that represents the fact that you have thought through this, planned it with a great deal of intentionality, thought about the details, and as a consequence, this is how you plan. When you go to hotels, you ever wonder why the concierge dressed up in coats and why they look so professional? It's because they understand the importance of appearance in pushing first impressions into a place where it matters in the organization. Time management, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When you're making a first impression, you can't go ring around the roses trying to get your point out. You're talking to people that need information or people that you need help from them, and you're giving these figure eight stories. We just heard that, but now you're telling it a different way. You got to learn how to not waste people's time. Even when people come into your organization, you've got to make certain you value their time. I'll put that in the church context. In Mount Zion Church in Nashville, we start everything on time. People come in knowing this is going to start at this time. It's going to end around this time. And so what we do is we put a premium on time management. We don't waste a lot of time. You can get a lot done if you do it effectively and efficiently and manage time appropriately. So I just want to encourage you and challenge you. Listen, make certain, ladies and gentlemen, that you truly, truly understand time management. Don't waste other people's time. Never show up late. Always show up before time. If you're on time, you're late. Always have the 15-minute rule. I'm always in place. Everything's prepared so that when the people I'm engaging show up, that they know that our team was expecting them. If we're all showing up together and I'm pulling things out of a bag and my team is setting up the room, then we didn't put a priority on this meeting. We did not necessarily invest in preparing for these folks. And so it's important that we understand time management. You will never make a good impression if you don't value time, because people that engage, they often don't have a lot of time. So you got to know how to hit it, get the information out, and move on. So incredibly important right there. But then number six is about being fully present. Can you be fully present? Not be all over the place, but making a good first impression. One of the things that my wife shared with me many years ago was that I'm engaging people, shaking hands and talking. Sometimes they're first-time guests. And it's important that when I'm talking to them, I make eye contact. I look at them. I invest into them. I let them know that in this moment, no matter who's around, no matter who's in the line behind them, you matter. What you're saying matters. And that's why it's so important for you to be fully present. Making a first impression means I am present. I am here. I want you to know I'm engaged in your experience. You go on a cruise ship and the captain of the boat comes and says, I'm here. I want you to know who I am, introduces himself and his crew. They're letting you know that they're engaged in the journey with you. The same on an aircraft, the same in any other situation. The pilot does it. It's important that you are fully, fully engaged, because when you are fully engaged and people have a great appreciation for what you are doing. And so I want to encourage you, I do, to make sure that you are present, and your presence matters, because your voice, your wisdom, all those things are going to matter in terms of moving the needle and helping you to make a good first impression. Let's review what we have heard so far. We're talking about how to make a good impression, which starts with planning. We're going to take our time. We're going to make sure we pull our team together. We're going to lay out a strategy. We're going to plan to make a good impression. We're not just going to let this happen just by osmosis. Everything we do, we're going to plan it, and we're going to shift of energy of intentionality toward it, that we are intentional about making certain that in this area, all hands are on deck. We've got the necessary resources to make it happen. And then we're going to focus on details. We're going to make sure that we are detail-oriented, that every single detail is thought through, that we have a solution for all the problems that could potentially arise. So when we're making good impressions, it's very, very important that we think through the details. We're also going to be very mindful of our appearance. We're not going to be out here raggedy. We're not going to be out here dressed inappropriate for the occasion. Remember, we learned it is better to be asked to dress down than asked to be dressed up. It's easier for me to take off a tie than to go and find a shirt and a tie at the last minute because I've got on a t-shirt, jeans, and tennis shoes. So I want to encourage you to make certain that your appearance matters, your hygiene matters, your how you take care of yourself. People are watching that. They're watching everything. So when you show up as your best self. I've told you over and over again, you are the brand. Let me say it again. You are the brand. So you got to understand that, and you got to remember that. And then, of course, number five, time management. Man, you cannot waste people's time out here. You've got to be very conscientious of how you manage time, how you do what you do. And then here's the other thing. Making certain that you are fully present. To be fully present means that the customer, the client feels that they're in touch with you. Your brand, Your excellence is on this situation. So I want to make sure that you are fully present and you are aware of all the nuances of our experience. I think that's big when you are fully present. And then number seven, deliver with excellence. To make a good impression, man, if you go in there and wow people, if you deliver with excellence, that you're clicking on all cylinders and people can look back and say, man, I never saw something so a well-oiled machine like that, that you deliver hospitality with excellence, you deliver a product with excellence, you deliver service with excellence. Can you imagine how that word gets out? And when you make good impressions, the word gets out and the people that you have been a blessing to go out and tell others, if you want excellence, if you want this done this way, talk to these folks, go see these folks. And that's how your business grows, your church grows. That's how everything around you grows, is when you deliver with excellence. There's no way to deliver any other way than excellence when you think through all those previous six things I've given to you. Ladies and gentlemen, first impressions matter. And I believe as you continue to move your leadership forward, move your vision forward, I want you to really pull your team together and talk about how do people feel when they engage our organization and what can we learn from their thoughts and how can we grow and make it all better. I want to appreciate you so much and thank you for being a part of this episode today. It means a lot that you're locked in and I don't take it for granted. So thank you so much for being a part of Next Level Leader Podcast. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram and make sure you go out there to my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We would love to have you a part of that. Subscribe too when you go. We really would appreciate it if you did that. Thank you again. I hope this has blessed you. Keep on being a next level leader. And until next time, may the Lord bless you real good. That's my prayer. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.